above, you have read Bishop Vassalis saying, quote, each individual bishop receives his pastoral power directly from God, as does the Pope. This is what Pope Pius XII said in his encyclical letters quoted above, unquote. I did not understand Pope Pius XII saying, quote, each individual bishop receives his pastoral power directly from God, as does the Pope, unquote. Let us study paragraph 42 of Mystici Corpus Christi by Pope Pius XII. What we have thus far said of the universal church must be understood also of the individual Christian communities, whether Oriental or Latin, which go to make up the one Catholic Church. For they, too, are ruled by Jesus Christ through the voice of their respective bishops. Consequently, bishops must be considered as the more illustrious members of the universal church, for they are united by a very special bond to the divine head of the whole body, and so are rightly called principal parts of the members of the Lord. Moreover, as far as his own diocese is concerned, each one, as a true shepherd, feeds the flock entrusted to him and rules it in the name of Christ. Yet in exercising this office, they are not altogether independent, but are subordinate to the lawful authority of the Roman Pontiff, although enjoying the ordinary power of jurisdiction, which they receive directly from the same Supreme Pontiff. Therefore, bishops should be revered by the faithful as divinely appointed successors of the apostles, and to them, even more than to the highest civil authorities, should be applied the words, "Touch not my anointed one," for bishops have been anointed with the chrism of the Holy Spirit. Unquote of the section of Mystici Corpus Christi by Pope Pius XII. It is very important to draw your attention to the fact that, as everyone can see, Bishop Vassalis made typographical errors when he quoted Pope Pius XII. Bishop Vassalis left out the significant, important, and essential word, same, just before he wrote the words, Sovereign Pontiff himself. The word same, inserted by Pope Pius XII, can make a difference in understanding what Pope Pius XII is teaching. As I continued this study, I think I found out why Bishop Vassalis left the word same out of his quote of Pope Pius XII. Bishop Vassalis presumably used Ludwig Ott's book, Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma, for his teaching of the Episcopal theory. Father Joseph, and the person who asked me to visit with him, sent me an email copy and photocopy pages from Ott's book. Therein, Ludwig Ott wrote on the subject of the bishops on pages 289, 290, and 291. I found Ott's book contains the same mistranslation of Mystici Corpus Christi that Bishop Vassalis used. Ott also left out the word same. Ott also wrote sovereign pontiff, the word Bishop Vassalis also used, instead of the word supreme pontiff used by Pope Pius XII. Another thing that both Ott and Bishop Vassalis did was to add the word himself after the words sovereign pontiff. Yes, leaving out the word same and adding the word himself could help to mislead one into believing the supreme pontiff was a different person than the Roman pontiff. Note again how both Ludwig Ott and Bishop Vassalis translated Dendinger, paragraph 1828, quote, "This power of the Pope in no way derogates from the ordinary and immediate power of episcopal jurisdiction by which bishops, who have been set by the Holy Ghost to succeed and hold the place of the apostles, feed and govern each his own flock as true pastors, but rather this authority is inserted, strengthened, and vindicated by the Supreme and Universal Pastor," from Dendinger, 1828, unquote. My copy of Dendinger has a copyright 1957 by B. Herder Book Company. It says, quote, "This translation was made from the 13th edition of Incredium Symbolorum by Henry Dendinger, unquote. My copy of Denzinger may not be an accurate translation, but paragraph 1828 reads, quote, "The jurisdiction of the Roman Pontiff and of the bishops. This power of the Supreme Pontiff is, so far from interfering with that power of ordinary and immediate episcopal jurisdiction by which the bishops, who, placed by the Holy Spirit, certify Acts 20:28, have succeeded to the places of the apostles, as true shepherds, individually feed and rule the individual flocks assigned to them, that the same power is asserted, confirmed, and vindicated by the Supreme and Universal Shepherd, according to the statement of Gregory the Great. My honor is the universal honor of the Church. My honor is the solid vigor of my brothers. Then am I truly honored when the honor due to each and every one is not denied." Unquote from my book of paragraph 1828. Notice how Henry Denzinger introduces this paragraph 1828. "The jurisdiction of the Roman Pontiff and of the bishops." After that, Henry Denzinger uses the words Supreme Pontiff, which Ludwig Gott and Bishop Rizalis translated as the Pope. Here we see the Roman Pontiff, the Supreme Pontiff, and the Pope are all one and the same person. However, Bishop Rizalis teaches that everyone should believe that the papal theory is erroneous because the Supreme Pontiff or the Sovereign Pontiff is not the Pope, but Jesus Christ. Another friend told me, quote, "Ludwig Gott was originally written in the German and was then translated into English. It also was edited after that, and these things are reflected in the book's title page. I think the glitch in the encyclical's translation may have come in the translation of Ott's book into English or in the editing," unquote. However, the truth is that it is not Ott's translation or Denzinger's we ought to study, but Pope Pius XII's words in the original Latin text of Mystici Corpus Christi. Does the original text of the encyclical contain the words, "the same Supreme Pontiff"? It most certainly does. Here is an extract of the encyclical with the words in question in bold. "A Christo Jesu proprii unis cuisque episcopi voce postestateque reguntur, quam ombrem sacorum antis testis non solum eminentiora universalis ecclesiae membra abenti sunt, ut qui singulari porsis nexu e unguntur cum divino totius corpus capite, atque a Deo iure vocatur, patris memorum domini prime, sed ad primorum cuusque diocesum quod spectat ut pote veri poteris assignatos sibi gregis singuli singulos Christi nomini pascunt hoc regunt, it tamen dum faciunt non plani sui iure sunt, sed sub debita Romani pontifices auctoritate possiti quambis ordinaria jurisdictionis potestate fruantur immediate sibi ab eodem pontifice sumo imperita quae propter ut apostolorum ex divina institutione successoris a populo venerandi sunt." Unquote. The bolded words, "debita Romani pontifices auctoritate equals the lawful authority of the Roman pontiff. Ab eodem pontifice sumo equals from the same supreme pontiff." Moreover, the words pontiff, Roman pontiff, supreme pontiff, highest pontiff, sovereign pontiff are used interchangeably to indicate the Pope and not Christ. All ecclesiastical literature and custom bear ample witness from the early stages of Christianity. In his commentary to Canon 221, the eminent Benedictine canonist, Reverend Augustine, when discussing the honorary titles of the Pope, cites, among others, Papa from the Greek, Pontifex Maximus, Highest Pontiff, Summus Pontifex, Summus Aum, Supreme or Sovereign. Bishop Vizalis insists that the Sovereign Pontiff is Jesus Christ and not the Pope. Therefore, he concludes that bishops automatically receive ordinary jurisdiction directly and immediately from the Holy Ghost. Quote, again from Bishop Vizalis, note well the distinction Pope Pius XII makes between Roman Pontiff and Sovereign Pontiff. And who is this Sovereign Pontiff? Here the Sovereign Pontiff is Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Ghost, the Sanctifier, who guides the Church. Unquote again of that section from Bishop Louis Vizalis. Review where earlier in this letter we studied paragraph 42 of the encyclical Mystici Corpus Christi. Please send me your answer to the questions numbered between this type of bracket, starting with this next question. Please answer question number 1. Do you believe Pope Pius XII teaches that the Roman Pontiff is the same person as the Supreme Pontiff, and that the Supreme Pontiff is not Jesus Christ? Please answer question number 2. Do you agree that Bishop Vizalis is teaching the opposite of Pope Pius XII when he wants us to believe that the Roman Pontiff is the visible vicar of Jesus Christ, whereas the Supreme Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ and not the Pope? Pope Pius VI wrote in the Decree Super Soliditate, November 28, 1786, quote, the Church is certainly the one flock of Jesus Christ, who is reigning in heaven, its one supreme pastor. He has left it a visible pastor here on earth, a man who alone is his supreme vicar, so that in hearing him, the sheep hear in his voice, the voice of Jesus Christ himself. Lest, seduced by the voice of strangers, they be led astray into noxious and deadly pastures. Unquote from Super Soliditate. Consider well what we have just learned. When the Pope speaks in their official documents, it is Jesus Christ speaking to us. I encourage you to please listen attentively to Jesus Christ speaking to you. During this letter, you can hear his voice often by hearing the voice of his visible pastors. Pope Pius XII gave us the answers to the last two questions I recently asked. He clearly taught how bishops receive jurisdiction. Furthermore, the same Pope later explained in greater detail what he truly meant in the dogmatic letter Mystici Corpus Christi, elaborating on it in his encyclical Ad Apostolorum Principis, June 29, 1958. Let us read paragraphs 39 and 40 as we listen attentively to the voice of Jesus Christ himself. Granted this exception, it follows that bishops who have been neither named nor confirmed by the Apostolic See, but who, on the contrary, have been elected and consecrated in defiance of its express orders, enjoy no powers of teaching or of jurisdiction, since jurisdiction passes to bishops only through the Roman Pontiff. As we admonished in the encyclical letter Mystici Corporis in the following words, as far as his own diocese is concerned, each bishop feeds the flock entrusted to him as a true shepherd and rules it in the name of Christ. Yet in exercising this office, they are not altogether independent, but are subordinate to the lawful authority of the Roman Pontiff, although enjoying ordinary power of jurisdiction, which they receive directly from the same Supreme Pontiff. And when we later address to you the letter Ad Signarum Gentium, we again refer to this teaching in these words. The power of jurisdiction, which is conferred directly by divine right on the Supreme Pontiff, comes to bishops by that same right, but only through the successor of Peter, to whom not only the faithful, but also all bishops are bound to be constantly subject, and to hear both by the reverence of obedience and by the bond of unity. Unquote from this part of Ad Apostolorum Principis. Please answer question number 3. Are Catholics correct in believing Pope Pius XII makes it extremely, exceptionally, and remarkably clear in paragraphs 39 and 40 that jurisdiction passes to bishops only through the Roman Pontiff, the successor of Peter? Please answer question number 4. Do you agree that Pope Pius XII very plainly teaches that bishops who have been neither named nor confirmed by the Apostolic See enjoy no powers of teaching or of jurisdiction? Please answer question number 5. Must Catholics believe that the power of jurisdiction comes to bishops only through the successor of Peter? Please answer question number 6. Do you agree that no bishop who was consecrated after 1958 by Archbishop Lefebvre or Archbishop Thuc or any of those bishops whom they consecrated, or any Novus Ordo bishops, or any old Catholic bishops, ever received jurisdiction through the lawful successor of St. Peter? Let us now turn to something that Pope Pius XII wrote in Humani Generis. Nor must it be thought that what is expounded in encyclical letters does not of itself demand consent, since in writing such letters the popes do not exercise the supreme power of their teaching authority. For these matters are taught with the ordinary teaching authority of which it is true to say, he who heareth you, heareth me. And generally, what is expounded in and inculcated in encyclical letters already for other reasons appertains to Christian doctrine. But if the supreme pontiffs in their official documents purposely pass judgment on a matter up to that time under dispute, it is obvious that that matter, according to the mind and will of the same pontiffs, cannot be any longer considered a question open to discussion among theologians. Unquote from Humani Generis. In the above paragraph, Pope Pius XII uses the words supreme pontiffs. Note that the plural word pontiffs is used. Please answer question number 7. Do you agree that there could not be two or more supreme pontiffs if Pope Pius XII's intention was to name Jesus Christ as the supreme pontiff? Why would Bishop Rizalis think Pope Pius XII teaches the supreme pontiff is Jesus Christ of Mystici Corpus Christi, although Pope Pius XII refers to the supreme pontiffs as being the popes? Please answer question number 8. Do you agree that it is very obvious, clear, and evident that the supreme pontiffs are the popes, the vicars of Jesus Christ? Next, we take notice of Pope Pius XII in the encyclical letter Ad Signarum Gentium teaches very plainly, unmistakably, and definitely that the power of jurisdiction comes to bishops only through the successor of Peter. The encyclical Ad Apostolorum Principis teaches jurisdiction passes to bishops only through the Roman Pontiff, as we admonished in the encyclical letter Mystici Corporis. Here we have 3 encyclical letters teaching the Catholic doctrine that the power of jurisdiction passes to bishops only through the Roman Pontiff, the successor of Peter. Jesus Christ said, he who heareth you, in this case Pope Pius XII, heareth me. Jesus Christ tells us, through the encyclical letter, Humani Generis, that what is expounded in encyclical letters demands consent. Pope Pius XII officially, formally, and authoritatively expounded in encyclical letters, and thereby passed judgment on this matter, to teach the world forever after, that the power of jurisdiction passes to bishops only through the Roman pontiff, the successor of Peter. Please answer question number 9. Do you agree that it is obvious that this matter concerning jurisdiction coming to bishops only through the lawful successor of St. Peter can no longer be considered a question open to discussion among theologians?